As promised last week, this week's column has interviews with Jack and Owen Haggerty. The current Nipissing Lakers found the time in their hectic schedules to answer a few questions. Hope you enjoy their responses as much as I did. The two likable TH and VS Blues alumni shared their thoughts on a few things. Let's start out with Jack. How old were you when you first started playing basketball? Jack. The first basketball team I was ever part of was my school team in grade 5, so 10 years old. When did you start to realize that university basketball was an attainable goal? Jack. I realized it was an attainable goal when my junior coach told me anyone can play OCAA or CIS basketball. I was in grade 9 at the time. I met you and Owen at a TH practice. How important is it to you to have a chance to speak to and help guide younger players? Jack. It is very important to me because I want to give back to the program that I came from. Just like the older alumni did when I was in high school. Aside from basketball, what other sports do you play or have played? Jack. I grew up playing hockey, it was my first love. Other than that, I played many other seasonal sports such as soccer and baseball when I was young, and a little bit of volleyball and track when I got older. Have any of those other sports had any benefit to you with regard to basketball? Jack. Yes, absolutely. Each sport I played helped me improve different types of athleticism. For example, baseball was great for hand-eye coordination, and hockey was great for power and speed. What program are you enrolled in? Jack. I'm enrolled in health and physical education. After graduation, what would you like to see yourself doing? Jack. After graduation, I will be returning to Nipissing in the fall for Teachers College. I plan to be a high school teacher after school. What kind of player would you describe yourself as? Jack. I would describe myself as a team player. I've never been one for having personal goals while playing. My major goal when playing any sport is to win, and I'll accept any role to make that happen. Not many athletes get a chance to play on the same team as a sibling. Can you describe what it feels like to play alongside your brother? Jack. My brother and I have been very close all our lives. Playing with him is something I wish all siblings had the chance to do. It's a great feeling to be able to take the bond we've built outside in the driveway and bring it to the hardwood and the OUA. Who is your favorite basketball player and why? Jack, LeBron James. It's hard to explain why, but he was my first favorite player when I was younger, and to this day I just love watching him play. Did you make any major adjustments to your game after your freshman year? Jack. Absolutely, I needed to make many major adjustments. It was a wide range from my mentality while playing, to my physical fitness. For some of our readers not fully versed in basketball, can you explain a little about what being a guard entails? Jack. Another word for a guard in basketball is a floor general. A guard has the ball in their hands for most of the offensive possession, and they get the ball to their teammates in positions for them to succeed. Thanks again, Jack. And with that, let's hear from younger brother Owen. When did you pick up the game of basketball? Owen. I was in grade 6 when I played basketball for the first time, then from there I pursued it more seriously starting in grade 7. As a freshman, can you tell us a little about the difference between high school and university, U-sport? Ball? Owen. U-sport ball of course has bigger guys, but everyone is also so much faster. It has definitely some time to adjust to the much faster pace of the game. Did you have anyone who played a key role in your development as a player? Who and how? Owen. I know it might sound cheesy, but I believe my brother Jack has been the biggest factor in my development as a player. From workouts in the driveway to going on runs, he has always been on me to be the best I can be. How do you prepare for next season? Owen. It starts with getting in the gym every day. It's all about repetition, getting shots up every day and keeping the cardio up for next year. Can you tell us what a typical week entails for you leading up to a game or series? Owen. At the beginning of the week, we would have hard, long practices each day, as well as a weight room session or on-court individual workout. Then more towards the end of the week, practices would get shorter and would focus on the opposing team more. On game days, we would have a shoot around where we get warm and get lots of shots up while going through our scout again. You're listed as a guard. Did you decide that was where you wanted to play, or did a coach decide that was the best fit? Owen. I think it was decided by my coach, I will do what he thinks is best. I played point guard in high school and it is something I want to pursue at the higher level. I am willing to be put anywhere my team needs me. What goals have you set for yourself for next season? Owen. I want to be more of a leader for next year. I want to have more responsibility and do what I can to help the team win games. Best piece of advice anyone has ever given to you? Owen. The best advice I have received is that it is okay to make mistakes, as long as you learn from them. This has really helped me become more comfortable while playing at the higher level. How important is mental preparation to you and do you have a particular way of preparing for games? Owen. Mental preparation is very important. If a game is on Friday, I believe to be mentally ready and locked in starting Monday morning. I think watching film is a good way for me to prepare mentally for games. It gets me fired up watching the team I'll be playing against. What, if any advice, can you share with young players? Owen. Advice I would give to younger players would be to do the little things. Dive on the floor, be the loudest on defense. Things like that will make an impact that will not only get you more playing time but get you wins too. Do you have a favorite NBA team and why? Owen. Well, I'm Canadian so I'm gonna give the obvious answer and go with the Toronto Raptors. I got interested in the NBA back in 2016 and watching the Raptors in the playoffs will always be a cool memory. Seeing them win a championship was pretty special too. Basketball in Canada is producing more and more elite level players. What do you feel are some of the reasons for the big gains being made by Canadians? Owen. I think that Canada has always had some great ball players. Just now we are getting much more exposure, which is amazing as it is producing more post-secondary athletes and many of which are going to play in the States. Basketball is a culture, it's more than just a sport and I believe it is going to keep growing in Canada. Thanks, Owen. You can see how much a bond these two have. You can also see that from a young age, they have been a dynamic duo and have had the opportunity to continue to build upon that bond at an elite level. In response to Owen's insightful answer about the rising success of Canadian basketball, I'd like to add to that with a little background about a man who is attributed with starting that road to the rise of Canadian basketball. Most younger basketball players should know about the legendary Jack Donahue. Jack was an influential, most think the most influential, factor in developing Canada into a basketball power. From 1972 to 1988, Donahue was the head coach of Canada's national men's team. The American-born Donahue was a hugely successful high school and NCAA coach before coming to Canada. As well as being named the NCAA D1 Coach of the Year twice, he also led a young Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, then known as Lou Alcindor, and his Power Memorial High School from Manhattan teammates to a 71 consecutive win streak. In the early 70s, Canadian basketball administrators were looking for someone to develop the Canadian program into the upper elite of basketball nations. They found their man in Coach Jack. Very early after Jack arrived, Canada's men's team climbed up the world rankings. In 1976 at the Montreal Olympics, Canada would finish an amazing fourth. By 1983, Canada had reached a whole new level when they won gold at the World University Games, beating the US in the semis and what was then Yugoslavia in the final. In the 1984 Olympics, Canada once again finished just shy of the bronze with a fourth place finish. These were just a few of the highlights of the team under Donahue's tutelage. After retiring as the Canadian coach, Jack became the director of Canadian development for the NBA's Vancouver Grizzlies. I had the wonderful experience of meeting Mr. Donahue at a banquet in the late 1980s. As a young coach, I just could not get enough of the subjects he spoke on. In a conversation we had, Donahue spoke of dreaming big. And he topped it off by signing a hat for me with "Dream Big Dreams" in his handwriting on it. I cherish it to this day. Whenever I speak about great coaches, I never fail to mention Jack Donahue. Many refer to him as the father of modern Canadian basketball. Donahue not only elevated Canada's stature through his coaching, but through tireless clinics and programs and being a true ambassador for Canadian basketball. the father of Canada's basketball rise, Donahue was inducted into a number of halls of fame, including the Canadian Olympic Hall of Fame, Canada's Sports Hall of Fame, and the FIBA Hall of Fame. I thought it only fitting that in an article introducing two exemplary Timmins basketball products to our readers, that I introduce the prolific Donahue to some of our younger readers. Hope you think so too. Just a footnote. Coach Donahue was at the banquet I spoke of here in Timmins. I believe it was hosted by the local chapter of Toastmasters. I'm sure you'll find a number of attendees who will relay many a superlative story about Coach Donahue. Madison Brunette and her Norwich University team are off to the NEHC championship game against Elmira College this coming weekend. Led by junior goaltender Leocadia Clark, Norwich downed U of Southern Maine 2-1 in the regional semis. Wowza. A truly TGIF coming this week. With the NHL's trade deadline occurring on March 3, we can finally take a break from the constant chatter of blank, appears to be on the move. It seems like it has been going on since Christmas. With more speculation than who Giselle might or might not be dating, it just feels like endless banter. Having said that, there have been some pretty big trades already that have changed the dynamics of a few teams. But the race to be the first to break a potential trade story has dominated the airwaves. Every time I turn on the computer, I see headlines like, Flyers getting calls about underscore, blank, or Capitals look to add depth. That happens every day in the NHL. Is it really headline worthy? But I guess that's the business. And a lot of fans just eat it up. I just find it drags a little too long. It should be talked about, just not incessantly. Or so this idiot thinks. Playoffs are just around the corner for a number of local teams. As exciting a time of year as can be asked for, let's hope for a few championship wins for our local hockey clubs. Later Skater. Have a tip or comment for Mully? Send us an email.